إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a special generation of people with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are his Sahaba. And among the many things that we have to be grateful to them for is the kind of questions that they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thanks to which we have the learnings of this deen. Just last night, I got a mail from our dear friend and brother and teacher, Maulana Sayyid Abdul Aziz Qadri from Dubai, who mentioned a hadith, and I'm narrating that for you, where Sayyidina Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhu, came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, teach me a dua. What should I ask Allah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him a very simple dua. He said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. That's it. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. Oh Allah, I ask you for afiyah. Now afiyah is one of those comprehensive words in Arabic which means many things, among which is protection. It means khair, it means goodness, it means with everything, the good part of it, not the evil part of it. Now, if you think about this, if you just make dua, for example, Ya Allah, send me rain. Rain can be the means of destruction and it can be the means of benefit. So you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah, and you say, oh Allah, send me khair, send me barakah, send me protection. And then even if you ask for rain, say, send me rain with afiyah. Similarly, wealth. Wealth can be the source of goodness and it can be the source of a lot of evil. Yeah, a lot of evil in the world, a lot of people today, and I'm talking about Muslims, they fall into all kinds of wrong things because they have money. They are spending money. I mean, I'm not saying be destitute, but if you have enough for your needs, generally it keeps you away from evil because you don't have enough for other things. But if you have a lot of money, then all kinds of doors open. So wealth is not by itself a means of goodness. Similarly, we ask for marriages, we ask for children, we ask for, you know, all kinds of things. None of which by itself is unadulterated good. You can have a good marriage, you can have a marriage which is a living hell. You can have good children, you can have children who are a major, you know, nuisance and a problem for you, and so on and so forth. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. And we thank the sahaba for asking questions like this. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you make so many du'as. He said, I can't remember. I mean, I would like to remember all your du'as and I would like to memorize them and I would like to ask Allah, but I cannot remember all this. And all the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are wahi. They are inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, please teach me one du'a which encompasses the goodness of all of these du'as. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the du'a which we all know, which says, oh Allah, I ask you for all the good that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks you. And I ask you for protection from all the evil from which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask protection. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Such a beautiful dua, small dua, but it takes, inshallah, this is, if you make this dua, and we should make this dua, you know, often, and try to end our duas with this dua, inshallah. So, inshallah, we get the goodness of all of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah in everything, in all that He gives us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afiyah in this life. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afiyah at the time when we meet Him, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afiyah in our qubur and on the day of judgment. And when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.